following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Behind every great coach is a great and ever-evolving, game-changing playbook. That's why at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've created the B-Dub Sauce Lab. Here, we're hard at work concocting, crafting, and innovating brand-new mouth-watering flavors, from sweet to sizzling to downright scorching. Each sauce will be released one by one throughout the year, and they'll be anything but predictable, like any great playbook. Visit buffalowildwings.com/saucelab to find out which limited-time sauce is in store now, because they won't be here forever.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
What does green sound like?
You're getting warm.
Warmer. Ah, that's it.
It's time for Bridgestone's Rethink Green promotion. Now through April 30th, when you purchase a set of Ecopia or any of our other most fuel-efficient tires, including the all-new Dueler Alenza Plus, you'll receive a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Cheers to fewer trips to the gas pump. Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Expiration applies.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on the first day of April. I was trying to decide who should co-host on April Fool's Day, and Damon Day was first in line. What's up, man?
Nothing. I don't enjoy this holiday at all, especially when you're a head baseball coach in the middle of your season. Guys like to play jokes, walk in on crutches. Especially this time of year, you're just kind of like...
What are you talking about? They're all on crutches.
Exactly.
How would you know the difference?
Exactly. That's why you just kind of grin and smile. So, and then when your assistants are playing jokes on you, it's not very funny either. So to wake up...
Are you an easy target?
Oh, yeah. Because I'm Mr. You know, right now, I'm just Mr. Hypersensitive about everything that... Yeah, definitely. I'm a hugely, hugely easy target for an April Fool's joke. I don't like them.
Some today already.
Oh, I've just been hammered with them today. So it was, I didn't find it very funny, Coach Howell. So.
You want to share?
Yeah, Coach Howell called to tell me that half our guys were arrested last night.
Oh.
So I was like, really? You know, and then I called the guy and he's like, I need to talk to you now. And he's like, what's up, Coach? And I was like, do we need to talk? And he's like, about what? I'm like, about you getting arrested. He's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I was like, you. And I mean, you want to talk about hook, line, and sinker. It was just like, oh, man.
It's early in the morning. I'm trying to get around. What are you doing to me?
Yeah. So, wasn't funny, Coach Howell. Ha ha. Joke's on me. So,
you got something planned for retaliation? The hard thing is to retaliate today.
Oh, no. There will be no retaliation today, but when he least expects it, I will exact my revenge. Yes. There will be paybacks for this.
I would be careful on all the remaining road trips.
Yes. Yes. There is dual time to get him a good one. So, don't worry. It'll happen.
Bus leaves at 8 and it really leaves at 7:30. You know,
no, we actually need them with us. We're talking like the real good ones. Like, you know, unlike on a golf outing, you know, unhook his bag and pull away and the bag falls off. Maybe
always
know?
A good one.
Yeah, always a good one.
As long as it doesn't fall off when you're going across the bridge.
Yes. Or fall into the creek or, you know, the old, you know, maybe you get the old soap golf ball. You know, the old exploding golf ball, that's a good one.
So hard, though, to get them to put it on the tee.
It is hard to get them to put it on the tee. So I've always found it's like you kind of you hit yours, and then you tee up another one, and you're like, hey, you know, hit your driver here and see if, you know, kind of one of those.
That's pretty hard to bite on.
It is, it is, it is. But if you can get the novice pretty easily, it's harder to get the in-tune golfer with it type of thing. Or
yeah, you've really got to hope they're not paying attention.
Yes, yes. I did.
The good switch is after they make a putt, you pick their ball out and you toss them back the fake
ball. Ooh.
The fake ball. And if the weight's not too bad, and let's say it's a scramble and a little bit maybe later in the day.
Yes, when senses maybe are not as keen.
Yeah, not as good as they were at the start. Then I found that works pretty good.
You're wily. You are wily.
Been around.
Been to a few of those.
What I do love is the square tee where the groove isn't. They keep trying to set the ball on the tee, and obviously if it's flat, it's not going to stay on the tee, and it keeps falling off.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
You're dirty. Those are bad ones.
Those are just golf ones, dude.
Those are just golf ones.
We've got others we'll work on.
Yes.
But have you ever had your car saran wrapped?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Ever had your entire office tinfoiled?
No one would mess with, none of my guys would mess with. When I was a kid, a bunch of my brother's friends forked our yard.
Forked?
Yeah, have you ever heard of that?
Put a bunch of forks?
Plastic forks in the yard. And then when you pull them off, they all break, and then you got to dig them. It was the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
They break.
So now you got forks all.
I did not know that. No, I have. No, I got nothing there.
That was one of the dumber ones.
I got nothing there.
Yeah.
No.
Forking of a yard. Kids.
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. You can tweet us. Maybe your favorite April Fools or the one you've done, the one's been done to you. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, and you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always give us a call, 888-455-3776. You'll need that for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN.
I don't know if you stayed up and watched the West Coast games, but now that, you know, the cable channels are running, you get free MLB, so you can get every game kind of here. It's like a...
When did that start?
Yeah. And if you happen to catch the Angels game yesterday, pregame, Vlad Guerrero throwing first pitch to Don Baylor.
Oh, is that what happened?
What a champ. Like, his leg shatters. Like, there's not... Like, he's just walking around on a wobbly leg and doesn't say anything. Just champs it, just toughies it until finally the trainer's like, oh my God. And Vlad Guerrero's like waving and smiling, like, huh, come on, stand up. No, he tried to stand up and his leg just, it is a gruesome freak accident that was caught on tape. But I sat there and thought of it as, now Don Baylor, that's old school. You know, most people would act like, you know, oh my God, you know, the whole flailing around, whatnot. No, Don Baylor tried to walk it off.
Walk off a broken leg.
It was quite impressive of a mental standpoint of toughness to try to walk on a broken leg, and it was freaky. Ugh. It was just nasty how he broke. But yeah, shattered his femur.
What happened? Was it just a bad first pitch or
no, he just kinda went to one side and his weight went to that side and his leg just snapped and it was vicious.
Was it as vicious as giving up a solo home run in the bottom of the 10th inning of a scoreless game?
Yes. You can recover from that. Your heart may be bruised.
No, the Cubs will not recover. The Cubs will at no point this year be above 500.
You can't go 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position and expect to win many ballgames.
It's hard to believe there was a runner in scoring position to have 11 opportunities to get him in. Yesterday, we made our predictions on the show today. Jeff, maybe you can find the Vegas over-under win total, because we did not pull that up yesterday for Major League Baseball, and see what everybody actually is. But Jimmy Lange wanted to know what I thought the Cubs would be. And it just everybody's talking about how they could be the worst team in baseball. Usually the worst team in baseball hits that uncoveted 100 loss mark. So I said they'll go 62-100. He took worse.
Well, You know, you gotta realize that Theo Epstein's been down this road before. He's the GM for the Cubs and was the GM for the Red Sox, so he's kind of what they call the curse breaker. You know, he went into Boston and kind of got that title because Boston hadn't won it forever, and he's come in and do some things with the Cubs, and, you know, this is that downside. This is that downside towards hoarding draft picks, towards getting your farm built up, towards bringing up the making sure you're good in the single, double, triple A, so you can start to bring up players and not try to do it through free agency. I mean, obviously hitting on the key free agents, but this is a rebuild. This is a complete top to bottom how they do everything with the Cubs if you've read about them. And this is that, you know, you got to hit the bottom to kind of reach back to the top. This is that season where they're going to hit the bottom. And you could tell yesterday, runs are going to be at a premium. Schmarzda probably won't be around after the trade deadline. Probably not. You know, it's kind of, you know, interesting to see.
Why don't they go spend money like everybody else?
You know,
I mean, there's two
growing
ways
up,
to do
growing,
this.
I mean, growing up in Northwest Indiana, you always hear about the Cubs, and I grew up closer to the White Sox. So, you know, we would make it to Comiskey a lot more times than we would try to travel all the way to the North Side. But, you know, the Cubs, and even with the new ownership and whatnot, and Cowherd kind of alluded to it this morning, is they don't win. And they don't feel like they have to win until people stop going to Wrigley, until people stop watching WGN. And it's not, it's a weird phenomenon because you almost watch them to watch them lose.
Poor WGN. They can't even show the White Sox to say, you know, well, they're, because they stink too right now.
Yeah, and, you know, the White Sox, what, 4 years removed, 5 years removed from a World Series title? And that was a blip on the screen in Chicago. I mean, that wasn't even a big news. But they bring in a new GM, and that's all they want to talk about with the Cubs. And so I think, unfortunately for the Cubs, this is that down before they start to move back up. And you're probably going to see some selling off of some parts and some other things before that really happens. I would hope they would keep Schmarzda because I do think he's an ace and a dominant type of guy in training. But, you know, he's probably worth more in a rebuild for bodies and quality bodies than what he can provide for them right now at this current time frame. I did chuckle the other day that people were talking about Schmarzda and Jameis Winston in the same sentence about what's he going to do, what sport should he choose when it comes to the professional side. And, you know, the NFL guys are all, well, he's got to be an NFL quarterback, he's that good, this, that, and the other thing. You know, I sided with the baseball people. You know, Miguel Cabrera just signed for $211 guaranteed. Like, he doesn't even, you know, he doesn't even have to do anything. He's still going to get $211 million, whereas they could cut Tom Brady tomorrow, you know. And people ask all the time, especially in Northwest Indiana, because that's where Schmarzda's from and whatnot, is why didn't, you know, he was so good, why didn't he go to the NFL? It's worked out pretty well for him from a financial standpoint. I mean, he's got the guaranteed money. He owns the big house on the hill, all those types of things. And I think that's going to be the discussion for Jameis Winston when it comes to it, is – do you really want to go get your head kicked in and maybe have a short shelf life, or do you just want to play a professional? And that's interesting. I don't know. I don't know if he's got the baseball chops to be that high-paid guy. I mean, he's obviously farther along in football as a quarterback than he is as a baseball player, but you never know because he's not concentrating just on, you know, his baseball career is very minute. You know, he doesn't participate in fall baseball. He doesn't play summer baseball. He's basically just on the team right now. Now that they've started spring football, I believe he'll shuttle about and do some different types of things doing both, which really runs into an NCAA quagmire of hours allowed and all those different types of things. But I don't think he has truly tapped his potential as a baseball player as much as he has, obviously, as a football player.
Las Vegas Hilton has the Cubs at 68.5 wins over under, and they actually have them at 60-1 just to win their division. The Astros over under is 63.5. The Marlins are 69.5. The Twins are 71.5. Just some of the other lower ones here. So the Cubs are next to last. Las Vegas Hilton has only the Astros, who won like 47 games or something last year, as a worst pick. We made our Major League Baseball selections yesterday. Damon Day has made his today, and you have went sickeningly chalk.
Oh,
you
I disagree.
Went so chalk. You've got Boston, Detroit, and Oakland winning their divisions. And then, of course, you take Cleveland because they're your hometown team.
Yep.
So that, you know, and then you got the New York Yankees going in there as well. So let's see. According to Las Vegas Hilton, the favorite in the American League East, Red Sox, Central, Tigers, West, A's. Huh, shocker. Let's go to the National League. Let's see what you got there. Oh, you got the Atlanta Braves, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the L.A. Dodgers. Okay, according to Las Vegas Hilton, let's go National League East. The Braves, favored. The Cardinals, a favored. And the Dodgers, a favored. And then you go Washington and Cincinnati as your wild cards.
You know, sometimes there's no reason to pick something crazy just to pick something crazy. That's what I think.
I would like to note that I believe three of my four wild card choices yesterday won. San Diego won on Sunday. The only one that didn't was Kansas City, as they put two hands around their throat and fully choked yesterday against Detroit when they had a chance to beat Justin Verlander. You've got Detroit over St. Louis in the World Series.
Yes.
So St. Louis is not getting to the World Series. That's all I'm saying.
I like them.
Yeah.
I like them
all you want. Maybe they'll win the division. Like, maybe they'll make the playoffs. They're not going to the World Series. Just ain't happening. Coming up later in the show, Scott Steinbrook's going to join us. Carney High gets to kick off their home portion of the soccer season. And in that every other year deal, they have a majority of their games at home this year. We'll talk with Scott. They're off to 2-0 start. We're going to talk a little bit about Loper baseball coming off a split over the weekend. And I want to go back to what you did last weekend and what you did this weekend. What?
Oh.
Everything good?
Everything's good.
Okay.
I didn't know what you were going to talk about last weekend.
No, just this past weekend, just a few days ago. Did I confuse you? Because last weekend was 3 days ago.
Okay. There you go.
This weekend is the 5th and 6th. Next weekend is the 12th and 13th. Again, we've had this discussion on the show before. Yeah. Different people say it different ways.
See, I'm thinking last weekend was Emporia State. This weekend was Missouri Western. Next weekend is Northeastern.
No, this weekend is the 5th and 6th.
Okay.
Last weekend was 3 days ago. That's just the way it is. There is no other way. That's the correct way.
In the Doug Duda world of things, that is the correct way.
Well, pretty much everything in the Doug Duda world is correct. We'll take a break and be back with more after this. Johnson Lawn
and Landscape. I've seen a lot of great-looking college football turf, so I know green. Hi, this is Greg Sharp. Going green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape isn't only the right thing to do, it's the responsible one. If your sprinkler system is not working properly, then you're wasting water. Johnson Landscape can diagnose and repair problems for a more efficient way to water your yard. Check them out at johnsonlandscape.net or call 237-LAWN. Johnson Lawn and Landscape, going
green with the best. Go, look, we have Protection One at our house.
And they protect our home, too.
Best feature for me, mobile control. I use my phone, see what the kids are doing, turn on or off the lights, or just arm and disarm the system anywhere I am.
Best feature for me, Protection One customer service. They have live operators, an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and offer same-day service.
Plus, with a national footprint, they protect nearly 2 million homes and businesses today.
Oh, no, we actually agree. Protection One is the best defensive player pick.
Get a Protection One home security system starting at just $99. Go to protectionone.com/Mike.
Do you know your credit score? Have you checked it lately? Do you even know where to find it? Well, Discover Card is changing all that. Because Discover is the only credit card that gives you your FICO credit score for free every month in your statement and online. It doesn't get much easier than that. And knowing your credit score is important. It can have a real impact when you're looking for a car, a place to live, or even a job. It's just another way we treat you like you treat you. Discover Card. Free FICO credit score online and in your statement. To get yours, go to discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. Limitations apply. Come on in, let
the games begin. Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here. Come on in,
let the games begin. With partial sun and some cloud cover across the area today, we top off at 49 for a high as winds will turn to the east this afternoon to 5 to 15. Then with partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head back to 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 30.
Okay.
get up in the evening. Doug and Daddy Show at the Midway Auto Dealership Broadcast Booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Jumping into April, taking care of you and getting you ready, hopefully, for the summer months when you want to get out, you want to drive, you want to just do it yourself, have some alone time, or you're getting ready for summer vacation, taking the family somewhere, plenty of outings, taking them to baseball practice, taking them to soccer practice, softball, soccer, whatever it may be. Midway can get you set up with their everyday low, hassle-free prices on over 500 vehicles, and maybe you've just purchased something here in the last year or two from Midway. Time to take it in, get it serviced, get some maintenance work done on it if necessary with their outstanding maintenance department certified in every style. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram can also get you in and out on an oil change. 30 minutes or less. Check them out on Facebook. They've always got some great deals there for you as well, especially if you're maybe just looking to get some tires, get some work done, some things that you have to do to make your vehicle a little bit better. You can check that out as well. And their complete inventory is at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, bad news has broke here at the top of the hour. As you heard on SportsCenter, Tiger Woods had surgery yesterday. He's out of the Masters. Phil Mickelson not playing well. Always like to see what he does in the week before because that's the event. He always likes to play the week before, so we'll see how he does this weekend. He tends to do very, very well, although the venue has changed two or three times on him. But this definitely does take something away from the Masters. But Damon Day, co-host today, I think I am finally ready to admit it. A lot of people have felt this way. Tiger Woods will never pass Jack Nicklaus. It's over. It's done. He will win another major. He will not win five more majors in his lifetime.
I wish I could disagree, but unfortunately, being a Tiger Woods fan as a golfer, just as a golfer, enjoying what he is able to do on the golf course and kind of watching him grow throughout the years, I don't think he's got a chance of doing it. And as we were kind of talking during the break, I don't think anybody's got a chance of getting to even double digit for a long time right now based upon the depth of talent on the PGA and just the depth of talent in golf all over the world. And really, you know, Tiger Woods is the guy who made that all possible. Tiger Woods is the guy who started to get basketball players, getting athletes, you know, to not play those major mainstream sports and start to play golf, and now it's become a mainstream sport, in my opinion, obviously because I watch it, but they're just so much more athletic, there's just so much more depth, and it's so hard to win a tournament nowadays because everybody is so talented. And I think that the reason why there is so much talent is because of Tiger Woods. He made people want to golf. He made it cool. Nike made it cool to want to golf.
God, he was great. Now
he was unbeatable.
He couldn't miss a putt. He put a lot of things in there close. He found his way to get out of trouble. Why? And let's face it. A lot of great athletes come from great pedigree. Okay, his mother was not an athlete. His father goes through the military, had some of that athletic ability in him. But it's not like, you know, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, you know, hooked up with Michael Phelps and they had the greatest athlete in the history of the world. You know, it's Tiger Woods made himself. And I'm wondering, all these other great golfers now aren't on the par with Tiger Woods. Now, there are many more good golfers.
Tiger Woods was the best there ever was in his prime.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the thing that Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to see him play. I got to see him, I remember watching the 86 Masters on TV, but, you know, that was kind of at the end. Prime. But, you know, if you just think about how the sport of golf has changed. I mean, you look back at in the 90s even, just in the early 90s, when you look at guys like Fuzzy Zeller and Craig Stadler and all these kind of heavier guys, there wasn't a lot of athleticism out there. They were just kind of really good guys that could, you know, heck, they talk about how the PGA Tour, they used to drink on tour and, you know, alcohol and be drinking during rounds and everything else under the sun. And now you look at these guys and they're completely jacked. They, you know, they look like they could play linebacker. They look like they could play all these other sports. I think that's what Tiger Woods brought, was a level of athleticism. I mean, you didn't just go out and play golf anymore. You stretched, you lifted weights, you ran, you became a true athlete. And now when you see these guys on TV, they are machines. I mean, they are physical specimens rather than the old kind of, you know, middle-aged guy kind of roly-poly doing his thing back how it was in the 90s. Tiger Woods transformed an entire sport to that level of physicality that you now see. And granted, technology has a lot to do with it as far as the golf ball and some of the clubs and everything. But everybody is also just much more physically fit now playing that game. And just their swings are just so much more athletic and can produce so much more, you know, club head speed and different types of things. And that's the thing I think Tiger Woods' legacy now that, let's face it, he's probably on the backside of his career. I think his legacy will be more so that he was the greatest player of all time, but also more so how he transformed an entire sport into a whole nother level of play. And you know, that's just kind of like the same thing you talk about in the same breath with how Michael Jordan changed the game of basketball. You talk about how different athletes throughout their time had transcended in sports. And I think Tiger Woods, probably more so than any other athlete, had probably has the biggest impact on the generations behind him from a physicality standpoint and making golf much more of an athletic event than it used to be.
Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, coming up, we will be taking a look at our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Scott Steinbrick's going to join us from Kearney High Soccer. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Midtown Mark Cooler question is, which team will win the women's NCAA tournament? You taking UConn or the Field? There's still two more semifinals tonight. Notre Dame is in. I'll tell you right now, I'm taking the Field because just watching the last two rounds, Notre Dame to me looks better than UConn right now. A lot of people are heaping all the praise on UConn. They've both got tons of All-Americans. But just based on what I saw UConn do in Lincoln, and maybe it's not fair, you just expect them to stomp everybody. And Notre Dame kind of is stomping everybody, and I don't know if they're playing better teams or not. I think Baylor is pretty good. I think Texas A&M is probably pretty good as well. But I think Notre Dame-UConn final would really, that's what everybody in that women's basketball community wants to see.
Yeah, and I'm not anywhere near educated enough, and I obviously root for the diehard Notre Dame guy, root for the Fighting Irish, but I just don't think you can pick against UConn.
Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday, which team are you rooting for in the men's Final Four? Not who do you think is going to win, blah, blah, blah. Who do you want to win?
Anybody but Kentucky.
67% of Nebraskans are now Big Teners. They've taken Wisconsin, 22% Florida, 11% Kentucky. Midtown Mart, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. See them in Hastings. That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question. You can vote anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. For, as I said yesterday, a variety of reasons, I will be rooting for Florida. For a variety of reasons.
I think there's a lot of people that Kentucky has become that villain. I think Kentucky has become that with Calipari kind of being that snake oil salesman type of guy and just kind of always seems to be, you know, he hasn't never really gotten punished by the NCAA, but he's always kind of gotten looked into it type of thing. And obviously they're making a run, and Kentucky being just Kentucky, people always root against the best of the best, just like you know, Kentucky is college basketball, and people in Kansas would probably disagree with me about that. But, you know, it's the same thing of rooting against the Yankees. It's the same thing against rooting against the Irish or rooting against the Patriots. Everybody kind of wants to gang up and beat those guys, and I think that just with Calipari and how he's kind of his career has gone and the different things about him, I just think that Kentucky has become that number one team to root against in this year's Final Four.
I think it's okay for me to divulge that I have a chance to win a pool that I'm in. Everybody asks you, how's your brackets doing? I said, well, one of them's got to be doing good. I filled out enough of them. It's just that you can never put it all together usually in one of them. I believe if Florida can win the national title, I will win one of the smaller pools that I am in, and I will take that because victory is victory. Whether it's over one, over 1,000, victory is victory.
Dubs are dubs.
There you go.
Count the same.
A couple of other things. Okay, your Masters info from Vegas Insider with Tiger off the list. It'll be interesting to see, and they haven't adjusted that here in the last 30 minutes, but with Tiger off the board, what will they do? The Field, I think, all of a sudden will probably become a lot more in play, depending on how many people they actually put in. That Field in the Masters, I mean, if they put 50 guys up there and give them odds. Then you got about 10 or 15 more that are the defending or ex-champions that have no chance, except Tom Watson or Freddie Couples, somebody like that, and probably not even Watson anymore, but Freddie Couples seems to always be there. So the field is only actually 20 guys. In the U.S. Open, those 144, 154 fields, the field is much more of an appropriate wager if you want to do that. But Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott, then Dustin Johnson, then Jason Day, then Vegas Insider has the field at 20-1, just like Phil Mickelson, Jordan Spieth, Zach Johnson's right there, Brant Snedeker, Matt Kuchar, Bubba Watson, Jason Duffner, Justin Rose. I'll tell you what, Jason Day, who had a chance last year, I like the Jasons, Day and Duffner right now. The Jasons, I like them.
Without doubt, Duffner's my favorite guy to watch golf. I just love the way that he just kind of...
The waggle, the hair, doesn't get too crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't take himself too seriously, even though he's become kind of this big... time guy in the golf community, and I just really liked with his game. You know, Adam Scott's got a mental block, in my opinion. He still doesn't have that belief. He's won some tournaments and done some things, and I think Stevie Williams has definitely helped him with that. But he just doesn't. I just can't see him getting through Amen Corner on a Sunday in the Masters in contention. Kind of, he has done it in the past, but I think that those demons will kind of, come back to get you. I think Rory's got demons at Augusta.
And well, it's so hard to repeat.
Oh, without a doubt. Is Bubba going to pull off a 135-yard wedge again from the pine straw? So that's the thing that's great about the Masters now that there's no Tiger Woods, because Tiger truly dominated Augusta. And there's guys who have played well at Augusta, but Tiger dominated Augusta. I haven't seen anybody, Charles Schwartzel, where's he being talked about in this thing? Where's Oosthuizen being talked about in this thing? Is Oosthuizen going to be healthy enough to play in this thing? And so there's not really, Spieth's young gun type of guy. So that's the thing I love about this year. Now that Tiger's out, the focus will be on all these different candidates that could possibly do it, and then you're going to have, let's face it, Phil and the gambler. You can't write off Phil Mickelson at all, and that's what I think makes the Masters so intriguing now that Tiger has lost some of his dominance.
Well, there you go. One other thing, and will somebody come from off the? The thing about the Masters is you see more consistency. That's why I like a Jason Day. He's been there battling for it. You see a lot of the same people every single year. You may see some great rounds out there. Some slapper will knock it around on Thursday, and then was it Leishman last year?
Yep.
And then he hung around, but he was 5-under and finished something like it at even or something like that. But how hard will they set the course up? There's another thing. Without Tiger in the field, will they set the course up as tough? And it doesn't matter. It's kind of over now. The course should be set up and ready to go. But we'll see if it brings anybody new into play.
4 or 5 years ago, they used to tiger-proof it. Yeah. They talked about how they cut. I mean, that's going back to his legacy. I mean, they put trees in positions. They cut in bunkers in special spots just to tiger-proof a course. Angel Cabrera, he's going to be there. Look at a leaderboard throughout the European PGA Tour. Look at anybody else. Angel Cabrera will find a way to get up there at Augusta because he's comfortable there.
Can Keegan Bradley finally start playing well there for four rounds? So the Masters will be coming up. We'll love that time of year. That's the cool thing. The basketball tournament finishes, and then you're right into the Masters, and then you're into the Kentucky Derby, and then you're into summer. And that's kind of our sports world right now. Frozen Four going on as well. Tomorrow on the show, Jim Holton is going to come in. Tri-City Storm, final week of the season. We'll talk with the coach about what they're expecting in the off season. All right, one of our big Cub fans, Bob in Grand Island, says, the idea the Cubs haven't tried to win is ridiculous. Remember how much they paid Soriano? They have tried. They just haven't done it very well. I get your – thanks, Bob. You can always send us a Dent Popper inbox email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. But you got to have more than one.
Right. You can't just get one.
You got to do it the Yankee way. And I guess I don't understand how the Cubs, if the Red Sox can do it, the Cubs can do it. The Cubs, I guess even if they go buy 3, 4, 5 guys, they still have nobody else to put around them. Is that the problem? I mean, where can you circle and say this is where the Cubs screwed up? Because obviously it had to come in farming, at the farm system, bad trades, injuries, overpaying the wrong guy. Where was the big screw-up for the Cubs? How do you get in such a hole? I mean, when you're a small market team, I can see how the Royals, the Pirates, the Brewers, the Padres, on and on and on, can dig themselves in a generation-long hole. How can the Cubs dig themselves in a century-long hole? Yes, they've made the playoffs a few times, and they should have, you know, in the Bartman era, done a little bit better. But then just to go right into Grand Canyon there, to jump off the Sears Tower, there should be, I guess my bottom line is, there should be a quicker and better way to fix the Cubs than most baseball teams in major leagues.
Well, I think the Cubs are guilty of, you know, trying to, you know, get the season ticket holders on board, so they think a huge sign like a Soriano is a big deal. But it's not the Sorianos. It's not the huge signings that make the difference in baseball. It's the Boston Red Sox signing Johnny Gomez. It's the Red Sox signing Mike Napoli. It's getting the middle reliever to get you to your bullpen type of guy. It's all these little other pieces that the Cubs don't get. Just because you go out and get two or three really good players, you can pitch around those guys. Those guys can't pitch every day. It's what you can do with all 25 spots on your roster, which makes you successful year in and year out. And that's why the Red Sox have become very, very good and very, very consistent. That's why St. Louis is always very, very consistent, is because they start with pitching staffs and then go from there. And the Cubs keep trying to want to go get this big name. You know, name the last time the Cubs, besides when they had last time they were in the playoffs when they had Pryor and Wood, you know, go build yourself a pitching staff. They start, you know, you get a Zambrano and a Marmol who are 50-50 coin flip guys, and you're not going to win a World Series with those guys. You're not going to, you know, so the Cubs, granted, I agree with that. Oh, yeah, they signed Soriano. They've tried to sign some other guys, but it starts on the bump, and it starts with getting a mid-level guy that's supporting cast that the Cubs have done nothing. To go get a good, just solid journeyman.
Well, who's the Dodger closer that they wasted all that money on that was wearing pajama pants here a couple of years ago on the opening day, weighed about 400 pounds?
Gagne?
Was it Gagne?
Oh, yeah. I mean, from Canada, you know.
What a horrid, yeah. Horrid job of your scouts, of your front office people. I mean, I guess, but even when you make a bomb like that, you got to make a lot of bombs to mess it up. I guess maybe that's what the Cubs' problem actually is. And by the way, congratulations, Cleveland did win last night 2-0.
2-0, Justin Masterson.
So there you go.
The Indians will regret not signing him in spring training.
You think?
Because every day, every time that guy goes out and keeps shoving up bagels and zeros, it's just dollar signs in his bank account when he becomes a free agent.
We're going to get a couple notes on the Loper baseball team, but when we come back, talk a little Kearney High soccer. Coach Scott Steinbrook after this.
Place him up. Right away, three. Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
I'm here with three famous Americans, Washington, Franklin, and Lincoln, to illustrate how Quicken Loans can help you save your money.
George, careful, General. That axe has a very sharp edge.
And an edge is what you'll have when it comes to saving money when you refinance your mortgage with one of the many home loan options offered by Quicken Loans.
Abe, be careful walking through doorways. You're mighty tall.
Speaking of a tall order, MyQL from Quicken Loans allows you to track your loan through every step of the process.
Ben, don't fly that kite so close to the wires.
Now here's a shocker. We have 10,000 team members who will work with you to make your mortgage experience simple and convenient.
Guys, come on, you're getting a little too rowdy. Come inside for a little quiet time.
Call Quicken Loans today and let us help you save your money. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With partial sun and some cloud cover across the area today, we top off at 49 for a high as winds will turn to the east this afternoon at 5 to 15. Now, with partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head back to 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 30.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day, Loper Baseball. Last week, you sat here on this show and told us that sometimes splits are good and sometimes they're bad. Was this a good or a bad?
This one, this weekend, was a really, really good one. This one was really
thought so.
This one was a really, really good one.
Kind of thought
so. You know, we the guys are doing their thing. They're fighting. They're battling and. When you see that as a coach, that's what you want to see. And sometimes we haven't been able to do that on a consistent basis and haven't been able to make certain plays in much-needed situations because of that whole, you know, there's that level in baseball where you got to play with no fear. You can't be afraid to throw one away. And, you know, and so I thought really in our first two games we did some things very, very well, but we didn't do some things in some other areas. But I think our final two games we just played. We just kind of scrapped it about and found a way to win.
Was that because of the injuries and the new guys in the new positions, or was that have nothing to do with it?
You know, having new guys in new positions, they're all college baseball players, and so you expect them to be able to do a job, and maybe they lack some experience in some certain things, but the ability is there, and now it's just kind of getting the repetition and getting into game mode, as we kind of like to say. Most of these guys were playing sporadically or playing roles, but weren't the everyday guy, and to go from being a role guy who plays once or twice a weekend to being a guy that's in there four times a weekend and battling through everything, it's a big change. And so I was really proud of our young guys. They stepped up on Sunday and did a huge job for us. You know, Daniel Ledoux came in and really shut the door, a freshman pitcher for us out of Pius, and Brent Kirsch and Josh Kiger. Josh Kiger's been a really rock-solid young guy for us, and Brent Kirsch stepped up for us on Sunday, and Dallas Stram stepped up with a big hit, and those guys are all babies. Those guys are they're true freshmen. They haven't even had a red shirt year, and so they're a true freshman doing some good things. And so this weekend was a huge split because you know, we really fell behind the first two games. We lost Dalton Cowan on Saturday, and that kind of just stretches your bullpen. He's going to be done for the season now, and so we'll have another guy step into the starting rotation. But it's really more worried about right now what's kind of in front of us. We've told the guys, you know, keep looking out the windshield. Don't look in the rearview mirror because we can't do anything about what's transpired. We can only, you know, keep going forward and keep fighting, and I think we're 13-11 in the league. We're fifth place right now, and so we're just battling and getting ready for Northeastern.
And what do they got?
Northeastern has the best 3-4 hole hitters in the entire conference. They're big, physical guys that want to sit there and drive the baseball. So we're going to have to do our homework, and we're going to have to pitch to them very, very well. And we're going to have to, you know, to try to negate them is to make sure that there's nobody on base when they get up the bat, and make sure that, you know, you don't let them have an impact on some things. So you really got to control the guys around them and then kind of let them do their thing. But the key to shutting down two really good hitters that are back-to-back is make sure that they hit with nobody on, and make sure that when they're coming to bat, they're either leading off an inning or there's already two outs and nobody on type of thing. So that's going to be a big focus for us.
Let me give you – I mean, I'm not a coach, but a little philosophy, okay? So it's the first inning. If you get the first two guys out, your mission's accomplished. because you get nobody on base for the three-hole hitter. You get him out, then the four-hole hitter starts the second inning, and there's nobody on base.
I like where your head's at.
So I just, you know, in case.
I like where your head's at.
In case some of your assistants.
I like where your head's at.
Scott Steinbrück, my head's in a good place. How are you?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I tell you what, you can just replay Coach Day's interview about how their baseball season is gone and overcoming some adversity and just apply that to Kearney High Soccer, and we'll make this a real short interview. That was good stuff.
Well, you guys are only 2-0. Most of the teams have just gotten underway, but you got two games in on the first Saturday, and then that gave you some time to maybe tinker a little bit. You've got a young team, and I guess what I want to start with before, hey, you got Norfolk today and Lincoln Southwest. This is the year that the majority of your games are at home, the way you're schedule flips. Sometimes you only got about three at home, and sometimes you got only about three on the road plus conference. When you've got a younger team, does that make, I mean, we talk basketball, football, does it make as much difference in soccer, or is it all the same?
Well, it does, not for necessarily the same reasons. You know, when you're talking football and basketball, you know, you have large crowds. I mean, and your kids can sometimes feed off that energy, you know, with that home crowd. And we saw that a lot during the basketball season this year. In soccer, you know, you're talking about a different, you know, kind of a different atmosphere. It's more about not having to get on a bus today and drive 3.5 hours to Norfolk, and then hop right back on a bus and get to class in the morning. That's the challenging part of going on the road in soccer, because a high percentage of our games are on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you're leaving school early, you're getting home late at night. So that's probably the more challenging part of it. But it's just nice to be able to have a normal day, keep the kids in school, go out to a facility that we're comfortable in playing with. So I think that's the advantage of having a high percentage of home games this year. And then you look at the teams we're playing, you know, they're the ones getting on the bus. They're the ones that their schedule's a little bit off and their routine's a little bit off.
Coach, you're only two games into the season, but what do you like about your team so far, and what are some things that you got to see improving on for you guys to accomplish your season goals?
Well, like Doug just alluded to, you know, we're a really young team, and that's unusual for us. We only have four seniors in our program right now. You know, had some really unusual circumstances with kids moving, families getting relocated, taking new jobs. So we lost probably four or five kids that would have been juniors or seniors that we thought we were going to be able to rely on this year. And as a result, it's that next man up mentality. Some kids that maybe, you know, would be JV players or maybe reserves have stepped into lead starting roles for us. So we just need to get better. And we've had a lot of practices. We haven't played a lot of games. I think the kids are excited this week to get on the field today against Norfolk. And then obviously on Saturday, we have a great test against Lincoln Southwest. And that'll give us as coaches a chance to kind of reevaluate things. You know, a lot of good competition for playing time out there. And we need to develop some depth. So to answer your question, what do we need to work on? We have to develop some depth because we play some doubleheaders where we're playing at noon and then playing again at 3:30, or not a lot of break in between some of these weekend tournaments. So we're going to have to, you know, develop some depth and guys that we can rely on when the legs get a little bit tired.
Talking with Kearney boys soccer coach Scott Steinbrück here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Preseason rated in that 6-8 range, depending on which ranking you look at. But coach, you guys pitched two shutouts on the opening day in your wins over Omaha Bryan and Lincoln High, and they have won some ball games between. In the last week, they've won some ball games. What about your goaltending and where you feel you're at there?
Yeah, we graduated a really, really good goalie in Quincy Bennett. And that was a little bit of an uncertain position as we're coming into this year. But we've been splitting time right now between two guys, Edwin Castillo and Jacob Garlts, you know, guys that, you know, maybe have played at the JV level a little bit. Jacob actually is new to our program this year. He's been playing golf at Kearney High. He played in our club teams, but, you know, hadn't done high school soccer yet. So it was nice to see him out this year. And they've done a nice job. You know, they didn't get tested a ton at the Bellevue East Invite against Lincoln High and Omaha Bryan, but they made the saves that they were supposed to make. But I would anticipate this week with Norfolk and with Lincoln Southwest, you know, our two goalkeepers continuing to get better and probably be a little bit busier on the field. And that's kind of an ongoing competition for us. We typically have not shared time at the goalkeeper spot, but we felt at this point in the season that's worked well for us. And we'll probably continue to do that and see how things go. The other nice thing about those two guys is the half where they're not playing in goal, we're putting them on the field. And that's just part of us trying to develop, you know, midfielders and forwards and defenders and trying to find out where everybody fits. So, you know, they've done a nice job of balancing time and practicing in games on the field, but also in the spot of goalie.
Scott, I've never asked you this question before because you've had some experience at that goaltender position, but how important is the color of gloves that the goaltender wears?
The color of gloves. Well, you know, if you get some real wild and crazy ones, maybe you can distract a shooter when it comes to a penalty kick shootout. I don't know. I'm going to say not overly important. The color of the shoes, much, much more important.
Ah, perfect.
With so many young guys, how important is your senior class for you to step up this season?
I tell you what, our senior class is great. You know, the four guys, they've all been varsity players the last several years. Damian Austin, four-year starter. Then the other three are all defenders for us. So, you know, I think both of our goalies would be very quick to credit those senior defenders, Jamison Ortley, Robbie Potthoff, Adam Challey, you know, just all absolute top-line student-athletes at Kearney High. They do things the right way. And when you have rock-solid senior leadership, it doesn't matter what the season, what the sport, you know, I think that's going to pay a huge dividend for us down the road. And it's already helped us just getting those two new goalkeepers and some younger players. We're playing some freshmen and sophomores out there on the varsity. By having those four seniors that have been there, done that, they played on some really good teams. They've had a lot of success. I just think that having those guys as our captains is absolutely incredibly important for us right now.
Another minute here with Scott Steinbrook, the head coach of the Kearney High Bearcats. Let's just talk about what's in front of you here. Norfolk's off to a 2-1 start. Southwest is one of the better teams. They're 3-0, and those are the teams you've got. Norfolk today, Southwest on Saturday. Let's start there.
Well, Norfolk is a team that is always really big and really athletic. If you watch them play basketball at all this year or watch them play football, a lot of those same kids, for kids that are playing soccer for them, you don't see a lot of the 6'3 and 6'4 soccer players, except when you play Norfolk. They are just bigger and athletic and more physical than a lot of the teams on our schedule. So that's the challenge for us today. You know, we're hoping our skill and our speed, you know, will kind of counter their size and physical play. Hopefully my guys aren't looking ahead to Lincoln Southwest. That's always a big game on our schedule, but we got to take it one game at a time. The Southwest coming to town on Saturday, you know, they're probably one of the premier teams in the state. You know, they got a new coach this year. They got some transfer kid, some Armstrong kid that used to play at Kearney High, who apparently is pretty decent. But they got a nice team, and that'll be a fun game for us.
That's nice. That's nice. I think Coach Cool would like him on the football team as well. But
I think I would have enjoyed him on the basketball team. What a great kid. What a great family. It'll be fun seeing them, but a little bit bittersweet, you know, competing against him this year instead of right alongside with him.
I know we'll talk before we get to the postseason. The last five games, as it's scheduled right now, are at home. I also noticed that I will not be booking any travel on April 17th because that's when you've got Grand Island scheduled, and obviously something will happen to postpone that game. So let's take a look. You got Lexington, Grand Island, North Platte on the road. The GNAC tournament, though, you're going to have to go out to Scotts Bluff. How tough is the GNAC? I believe you will probably be the favorite in the GNAC conference, but who is Lexington has been pretty good. Who else is good?
Yeah, from the Class B ranks, they're Lexington and Hastings. You know, they're teams that have found their way into the state tournament. Lexington is ultra talented, ultra skillful again this year. We play them next week, so we always play them leading up to the GNAC. So that'll give us a good chance to kind of gauge where we're at there. And, you know, honestly, Norfolk, I mean, from what I've seen and talked to other coaches, they beat Columbus 5-2, kind of a non-typical soccer score, but Norfolk's doing a lot of things right. North Platte is 2-0. Again, it's pretty early in the season. It's hard to tell exactly, you know, where teams are at. Columbus, you know, even though they're down in Class B now, has a pretty good soccer tradition there. So, again, you said, well, we probably would be considered the favorite just based on, you know, our successes of the past years. But, you know, I think our guys understand that we're young, we're inexperienced, we're growing, we're developing, that there's a lot of improving that needs to be done, and today will be kind of the next step in that process.
And who are you rooting for in the Final Four?
Final Four, are you talking UEFA Champions League or NCAA March Madness? You know, there's some
nice
big tournaments going on right now.
Nice way to slide. I didn't know we were in the Final Four of the UEFA Championship League. Sorry.
I will, you know, just because I have them in my bracket, I will probably be rooting for Florida, but it's also really easy to root for Bo Ryan in Wisconsin. They do things the right way. They play the game the right way. And I probably enjoy watching them play as much as anybody. But I would like to see a Florida-Wisconsin final. My bracket is probably busted, so maybe I should root for Wisconsin even though I picked Florida.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll see how it all plays out. Best of luck this week, and we'll talk to you again later on in the season.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
You bet. Coach Scott Steinbrook joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day. Yes, sir.
What's a UEFA?
UEFA, that's the anagram of whatever that stands for soccer, the league that they're in, Major League Baseball, MLB, UEFA, UEFA. I don't know what it stands for.
Is there...
It's like Federation Association.
Is that in America?
No.
Okay.
This is like what Manchester United
What's it called in America?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
Because even in South Africa, the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
See, you know, the National Football League is still the National Football League, no matter where you're at.
I don't get it. And I'm not trying to be that unintelligent guy when it comes to soccer, but I did not know. Is that the stuff that's on
the
altitude?
Union of European Football Association.
Okay, so that's like the NFL.
To them.
To them.
What? And to them, I mean the Euros, the soccer, that they call it football.
Right, right. So they got their own league, and it's the Final Four. So it'd be like the AFC Championship.
Yeah, okay. Big time, baby.
There you go, this just helping the viewers out, kind of.
This is big time.
Just making sure.
This is huge. Nebraska and Arkansas baseball tonight. How big is that? I think it's really big for Nebraska's RPI and not to get themselves in a situation where they were. And again, last year when they finished one game below 500 and everybody said if they would have had one more win, they'd have been in. But you can't take a team, no matter how good their RPI is, below 500. Nebraska was battling to get to 500 all last year. And they're there. But two losses here would really kind of hurt them. I'll take 1-1. I would love 1-1.
You know, I think it's always amazing because if you look at the Nebraska baseball history, Dave Van Horn built this. Dave Van Horn made Nebraska baseball a big, big deal. And then obviously he had some great caretakers after he had left. But from a just this year standpoint, you are not they need kind of another signature win. And I know that Coach Erstad is going to get those guys fired up to play this weekend after obviously a disappointing weekend versus UNLV, but to go down to Arkansas is just a very, very special college baseball atmosphere that I'm sure those young guys are going to really enjoy.
Looks like Arkansas is going to start a couple of kids that are 2-0, and for Nebraska, they're going to go with Hennessy tonight, 6:35, Kyle Kubot tomorrow, 1:35. You can catch the games on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, starting tonight, pregame about 6 o'clock, Nebraska taking on Arkansas. When we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I like a couple of our questions.
They're good ones.
We'll be back. See if we can get you a $25 gift card to Troutman's after this.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, folks. Terry Bradshaw here. Fan Appreciation Day is every day for my friends over at Ferguson. With Ferguson's Pro Plus program, not only do you get discounts on services that help you manage and promote your company, but you can score points for cool stuff like sports gear, gadgets, trips, and more. Best of all, it's free to enroll, and you get 1,500 points for just signing up. Visit Ferguson.com and get in the game. When completions count, connect with Ferguson.
Whether your game's in the backyard or the boardroom, you need a pregame ritual to feel game ready, just like an elite athlete. During NCAA March Madness, step up your pregame with the official locker products of the Final Four available at Walgreens. Pick up Axe, Dove Men Plus Care, and Degree Men products to see how you could win a trip or two to the 2015 NCAA Final Four. No purchase is necessary. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 or over and a legal U.S. resident to participate. Ends 4/7/14. Go to GameWinningTickets.com for rules.
With partial sun and some cloud cover across the area today, we top off at 49 for a high as winds will turn to the east this afternoon at 5 to 15. Then with partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head back to 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 30.
Motoring.
Doug and Daddy Show, Associated Press. We told you the women's basketball All-America team is out. And only five on the first team, five on the second team. Jordan Hooper is a second-team All-American for Nebraska. Did not make the top 10 in the Women's Basketball Writers Association. I'm guessing she had to be 11th in the voting because they took 10 and named them All-American. So she's a second-team Associated Press All-American. Again, the big story this hour, Tiger Woods had work on his back yesterday. He will be missing the Masters, so no Masters for Tiger Woods. Says he tried to rest over the last 3 weeks but failed. The world's number one player says he hopes to be able to return this summer. Did not know how long the recovery period would take. Marquette reportedly will hire Steve Wojciechowski. We brought this up yesterday. How long can you be an assistant, Damon? I mean, at some point, everybody wants a stable staff, but at some point, you want your assistants to be nabbed by other programs because it means they've been doing the job right and your program has been doing the job right.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think Chris Collins was the first one to go when he went to Northwestern. Now Wojciechowski's to Marquette. He still has a very capable assistant in Jeff Capel, who was the head guy at Oklahoma for a while. So it's not like he's going to be left with the cupboard bare. But I think it also says a little bit more to what Coach Krzyzewski's goals are moving forward, that he ain't going anywhere. That he's not jumping to the Lakers. He's not going to go to the Knicks. He's going to ride this out at Duke and do his thing. And I think that's probably more of a signal once you saw Collins leave and Wojciechowski leave now that they are prepared for their own programs.
And you lose to Mercer, useful play for anybody, right? So he's off to Mark. Tonight, the NIT semifinals here on ESPN. SMU plays Clemson and Minnesota takes on Florida State. That is going on tonight. As well. So we will have the doubleheader starting at 6. The women, the other two regional finals tonight, North Carolina, Stanford, Maryland, Louisville. Also want to let folks know on a high school scene here, we have been informed that the Amherst Golf Invitational, which is scheduled for Thursday, they're going to move it to Monday. They're looking for better weather. So that's already been decided that the Amherst Golf Invite has been moved to Thursday. Man, so many good stuff. Andrew Wiggins leaving Kansas, we knew that. Doug McDermott, I didn't realize this, is the unanimous choice for the Associated Press All-American men's team. We just told you about the women's, but the men's. He is the first three-time selection in 29 years, and he puts himself in some big time, and I mean big boy. The last two were Patrick Ewing and Wayman Tisdale.
Ooh. Those are some big names.
I got Wayman Tisdale's autograph.
Those are some big names. Good for him. He deserves it.
He was a cool guy. He was a cool guy. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. We'll ask a trivia question. If you get it right, it's a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats to get your chow for the Final Four. Also, UNK alum John Higgins, he's going to work the Final Four this weekend. Now, the only little bit of news that we have here is that 10 officials are chosen. So you'll have three for each semifinals and three for the finals, and I guess a backup official. I don't know how they work that in. They don't tell you which game each official has until the very last moment, so we don't know that. But John Higgins, Nebraska ref that I think kind of everybody at least knows who he is now, will be making his fifth Final Four appearance. So congratulations there. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do some Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, would you like baseball? Would you like golf? Would you like basketball?
I was cutting out. Could you repeat those, please?
Would you like a question in baseball, basketball, or golf?
Oh, let's try baseball.
All right, here's your baseball question. The Philadelphia 76ers just had, and I know that's basketball, but they just had tied the longest losing streak in NBA history. Which team has the longest losing streak in Major League Baseball history? And it's not the Cubs. I'll just throw that out right now. Which team in Major League Baseball has the longest losing streak ever?
Kansas City Royals.
No, it's not Kansas City. Thank God. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Give us a buzz. Who are we chatting with?
Dave.
Dave. Who has the longest losing streak in Major League Baseball history?
The Montreal Expos.
That is an outstanding guess.
Great guess.
Incorrect, great guess. But an outstanding guess. It is not the Montreal Expos. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with? All right, let's see. What should we give you? Baseball, hockey, basketball. Which one do you want?
I was hoping for golf.
Golf? All right, I'll give you golf. I think this is the easiest of the bunch, by the way. Tiger Woods is out of the Masters. We all know that his first Masters win was in 1997. Who was the runner-up when he won it by 12 strokes?
You got me. I'm not sure.
You want to take a guess?
97, I would guess. Ernie Els.
No, not Ernie. Good guess. Thanks. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
John.
John, who has the longest losing streak in Major League Baseball history? Which team?
I heard this the other day, but I can't remember who it was. I'm just going to take a guess. The Padres.
Not the Padres. Try back. 888-455. I know what my guess would have been, and I would have been incorrect, because my guess would have went from a beginning of the year standard. I know who has the longest losing streak from the beginning of the baseball season. This isn't from the beginning. Let's stay with Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Matt,
I think it's unfair to ask him the hockey question. Do you want me to ask you the hockey question or a different question?
Different.
All right. Who has the longest losing streak in the history of the National Football League?
Browns.
Damon?
I would have guessed that, too.
It is incorrect.
It's incorrect, but I would have guessed that, too.
888-455-3776. The 76ers tied the Cleveland Cavaliers and then mysteriously won a game after exactly 26 losses. Let's stay with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, trying to give away a $25 gift card. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, who has the... Man, let's see. We've asked that. I haven't asked the basketball question yet. That's kind of tough, though. I'm going to ask you the basketball question, Jeff. Connecticut has made 7 consecutive women's Final Four. Who was the last team to beat them? And I will give you a hint. They're an SEC school.
I'll go Florida.
It was not Florida. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Did we get it too tough today? Is it too tough?
Yeah, they're a little tougher. There's some true sports questions right there.
And I haven't heard from Bob.
I'm surprised the Masters one isn't a little easier.
Let's do it. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Let's see. What question should we ask Matt? Matt, who had the longest losing streak or has the longest losing streak in Major League Baseball history?
Astros.
It is not the Astros. We're X-ing some of them off. 888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Well, this makes up for the ones that get answered immediately.
There you go.
Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
We've got a variety of Matts. Matts, did we already have you once?
No.
No, okay. Who has the longest losing streak in the National Football League ever?
Dolphins.
It is not the Dolphins. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're making them work for it today.
Rolling on.
That's right. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kent.
Kent, who has the longest losing streak in Major League Baseball history?
Mariners.
It is not the Mariners. Good guess, because they have never been to the World Series. That's a good guess. Right. 888. I mean, that's what you kind of tie together. This team has been to the World Series.
Historically strong team.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I was stunned that they own the record.
Yeah. Who are we chatting with?
Trent.
Oh, boy. Let's see. What should we ask Trent? How about we ask him who has the longest losing streak in Major League Baseball history?
The Baltimore Orioles.
That would have been my guess, and that is incorrect.
They had the longest losing streak to start a season.
Yeah, that was rough. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
This is Greg.
Greg, who has the longest losing streak in the history of the National Football League?
The Saints.
That's a good guess.
That is a good one.
We've got a lot of good guesses. We just don't have a winner yet. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. We're putting producer Jeff through the work today. Who are we chatting with?
This is Terry.
Terry, who has the longest losing streak in the history of Major League Baseball?
I was hoping you'd ask me football. So I might know that one. Baseball, I was going to say the Mariners, so, and I heard that one. Padres.
Nope, not the Padres. Try back, 888-455-3776. How come all the questions come, you know, like 1 week we can't think of any, and then the next week we got three or four good ones out there. That's the way the mind works. Who are we chatting with?
Matt again.
All right, Matt, let's see. I got to come up with something for Matt. Let's see. Let's ask Matt, which SEC team was the last team to keep Connecticut's women out of the Final Four 8 years ago?
Tennessee.
God, that is the best guess of all time. But it's not right. I'm afraid this is when I start looking out the window to see who's sitting out there with a firebomb to throw through the window. Luckily, you sat closer to the window, Damon. Let's keep after it, Damon Day and Doug Duda. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Tyler.
Tyler, who has the longest losing streak in the history of the National Football League?
The Raiders.
It is not the Raiders. See, I thought this was I thought that might be the easiest one. In fact, I hesitated even using it the first time. Let's stay with it. We're going to give away $25 if it takes us a while. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Who are we chatting with?
Shannon.
All right. Who's got the longest losing streak in Major League Baseball history?
How about the Reds?
It is not the Reds. I think we've waxed off about at least a third of the teams, and it's not the Royals. Nobody's guessed the Royals yet, but it's not the Royals, so you can cross them off.
Is it hint time?
What's that?
Is it time that you give them a
hint? I was trying to think of a hint, and every hint I have would just flat out give it away. Yeah. Let's stay with it. Who are we chatting with?
This is Ron.
Ron, who has the longest losing streak in the history of Major League Baseball?
The Pirates.
It is not the Pirates. 888-455-3776. I have to give these folks credit. I have to give them credit. They're trying.
Persistence.
We still got some people that are trying. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Shane.
Shane, who's got the longest losing streak in the history of the National Football League?
Bengals.
It is not the Bengals. 888-455-3776. I would have got that one. I'm just saying, I don't think I would have got any of the other questions we had today. I would have got the football one. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, working overtime today. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, who has the longest losing streak in baseball history?
How about Detroit?
Not Detroit. Cross them off the list. We got a lot of teams left out there, about half of them left. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, who are we chatting with?
This is Logan.
Logan, who's got the longest losing streak in Major League Baseball history?
I'm going to say the Phillies.
Did you just finally look it up? And that's
no,
fine if you
did not.
I mean, it's fine. You can say, yes, I looked it up, people. That's all I did. But it doesn't matter. You're right. It was the Philadelphia Phillies. They lost 23 in a row in 1961. And you deserve the Troutman's gift card. Do they pick that up here, Jeff? They just go in to see Carrie and the gang, don't
yep.
they?
Okay.
Well, we'll let you get all the details, Logan. Thanks for the call. Congratulations.
You betcha.
Hang on the line and Jeff will take care of you. The answer to the other questions, the longest losing streak in the NFL, did you know this right off the bat?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, they never won a game. They lost 26 straight to start things. Tampa Bay was the answer. Pittsburgh Penguins are the longest in the NHL, but we're just not in a hockey hotbed. They lost 18. The Masters runner-up was Tom Kite, which to some people is right off the top of their head, and others would not care. And the SEC women's team that kept Connecticut out of the Final Four 8 years ago was LSU. So I think that takes us through everything for today's program. Long Troutman's
today.
Those were some tough ones.
Those were some tough ones.
You got a busy day?
Busy day. Practice, practice, practice.
What do you do in practice now, besides hit ground balls? And do you hit every day?
Yes.
And take infield every day?
Yep.
Anything like do you kind of just do once a week type of deal?
Our practice plan is definitely scaled back right now with where we're at. So they'll hit today. Tomorrow's a big team defensive day, and then on Thursday we just hit.
Who has to get the baseballs if you hit them out of the ballpark during practice?
One of the red shirts. Pitcher.
And you do that after practice, or do they just stand out there and wait for them?
Depends on which way the wind's blowing.
We want to thank Scott Steinbrück joining us today. Kearney High soccer coach Damon Day for joining us. Our Loper Link tomorrow, we'll talk to Jamie Lundgren. They're getting ready for the Color Run, which is kind of a fun deal and a fundraiser and a healthy deal and all that. And we'll talk about how cool that is tomorrow. Catch up on the rest of the sports. Plus, Jim Holton, Tri-City Storm coach. Randy Bushcutter will be my co-host. Thursday, when they get back from Arkansas, Taylor Fish is going to join us. Husker catcher, Kearney grad. We'll talk with him later in the week. That's Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Damon, go to practice.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.